Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Tundra, ain't it a bitch? Welcome to Blood of the Wild, a down and dirty caper on the mean streets of the realm of the Mammoth Lords.
Wow.
My name's Jared Logan, bitch.
Wow. Really setting a different tone this week.
Yeah. And as usual, I have my incredible cast of degenerates and ne'er-do-wells. Joe
What's
O'Brien,
up, bitch?
Yes, right. Paula Deming, Mary Lou, and Skid Marr.
Suck it, Logan.
Yeah.
I saw a musical over the weekend where one of the characters.
Degenerate. I saw a musical over
I
the weekend.
I saw a musical. It was a fucking badass musical.
Musical.
One of the characters' like games, like his bit, was that he just said bitch a lot. He called everyone bitch, and I can tell you, it got old.
Yeah.
Was it Breaking Bad, the musical?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Wish.
That sounds
no, that's
like
so
Jesse
lovable.
Pinkman.
What's the difference?
Was this a touring musical? Is this like a local kind of thing that you don't want to call out because it's like a small group of people just making their own thing and trying their best? You know what I mean?
I'm not going to call it out because I want to get a job with them. Because it's friends of mine. But it was very good in every other way. It was just that one joke got a little like, we can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, if we're talking about mean streets, my cats are absolutely having Thunderdome behind me, which
I'm seeing some real Mary tail flicking going
forgive
on.
Forgive me for saying this into the podcast, but it looks like they're making love, these cats.
You would think that is anatomically impossible at this point in their lives.
Oh, they could try. It looks like they're trying their best.
Yeah.
At least a prelude to trying.
Yeah, they're going for it, but
welcome to Blood of the Wild, where cats get down and dirty.
It's pretty hot.
Well, this weekend I sent you guys a picture from the Liberty Science Museum where I had my kids, and there was a giant mammoth.
Why is he halfway through the wall?
It was really hard to understand. It was in an exhibit about what it would take to rebuild a woolly mammoth, like genetically. It was like an actual like thing about I don't know, microbes or something. I was distracted. But
this is for kids. Like, this is how we would build a woolly mammoth using genetics.
Yeah, it was. It's not like
Jurassic Park.
Just for the power of the genome, we are gods, children.
Yes, exactly. It's not just little kids. It's sort of, you know, it's really geared mostly towards middle schoolers and stuff like that. Like, it's a science museum. They're showing you all kinds of science stuff. And there was a whole like genes, I guess, kind of wing. But anyway.
Yeah, to explain what Mary Lou was referencing, sorry, I just want to let the listeners know.
Oh, yeah.
The photo Joe sent had a woolly mammoth. It looked like life-size, but it was kind of like coming through a wall.
Its head was mounted on the wall, like it had been hunted and then put up as a trophy.
Torso and like front legs. It was like he was halfway between walking through the wall.
It's like
but I liked it.
Yeah, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that one thing I think is for the little kids is the little like aquarium thing of turtles. And there were a bunch of turtles, maybe about a foot. They had like maybe a foot in diameter shells. So like good size, good size turtles. And two of them got after it right next to the window.
Oh,
and my son is just like, ha ha. You know, look at that. And all these parents start, they're all snickering. Like,
I love
everybody's a child when it comes to seeing animals.
Have you guys seen the viral video of the turtles mating and the sound that the male turtle makes?
I can't. I can't watch it. It makes me deeply uncomfortable.
I love it.
I haven't seen this, but as our
resident animal noise.
Yeah, you're our animal noise impersonator.
Okay.
Please.
Imagine he's mounted. Right? Like it is. He is atop and he goes like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, very good.
You know,
that's really amazing.
That, you know what's so weird is that's what I do when I climax.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think, why I like it. There's something so human about it. There is something like so relatable that he's just like in the throes of passion with his lady turtle love and, you know, just whispering, hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Stupping each other is a part of life, everybody. Boinking. I call it boinking. I'll go to my wife and I'll be like, I want to boink you so hard.
Does that boinker. Work?
She hasn't had sex with me in 7 years. The other lords say our days are numbered, our following dwindles, enemies dog our footsteps, and we have failed in our sacred charge. They say we will soon pass away into the endless northern night. They are mistaken.
So mistaken.
We are strong.
So fucking strong.
Broken but strong.
Not that broken.
Our hearts beat, and it is like the sound of a herd of mammoths stampeding across the tundra. And in each heart flows the blood of the wild!
Bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
I really don't think I can do the sound without the arm.
Probably not.
Without using your arm? Is that what you're
saying? To do the elephant.
I think
it's psychosomatic now, you know.
The listeners can't see, but Mary Lou actually creates a trunk with her arm when she does it.
Every single time. And I just saw Skid do the arm too, and I was like, why is he doing that? And then I was like, oh, that's because I do it. Because I do it every single time.
If you did it without the arm, it would probably come out like the turtle fucking noise.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I just realized that in my own head that I literally have never done it without the arm, and I'm not sure I can. Don't want to try.
A Patreon goal. I know we've talked, like, should there be like a supercut of the video of Mary Lou doing this, you know, but I feel like it should be we hit a certain number of people at this tier on the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the supercut comes out of Mary Lou doing all the mammoth noises. That's what I think. But I don't run it, so I'm just throwing that out there, you know.
All right. GCN management, we'll talk to the board of directors. But in the meantime, here we are in the realm of the Mammoth Lords, feeling the cold, icy wind of a brief recap. the tip of the spear, our PCs have been trekking across the realm of the Mammoth Lords, trying to get to Red Cat Cave, where they can determine the final fate of a magical artifact known as the Primordial Flame. They need the Primordial Flame because they are being hounded, harried by the Burning Mammoth following. The Burning Mammoths are chasing their following, the Broken Tusk, across the realm of the Mammoth Lords to try to get the Primordial Flame, which must be kept from their clutches at all cost. Our heroes faced a number of challenges on an exploration map where we rolled random encounters. They eventually made it to Gleaming Sun Lake, where their entire following was going to camp down for the night. And while they were there, Yelka and Olog's father, Gronum, was healed magically by Awol, who now seems to be blessed by the goddess that is the supreme deity of the Broken Tusk, Sister Cinder. And so we return to the gleaming waters of Gleaming Sun Lake. It is now full dark. The Broken Tusk following is camped out all around, but they have very little fires going because they do not want to alert the Burning Mammoth to their exact location. And when dawn comes, they are already ready to go. You have to keep moving because the Burning Mammoths are hot on your trail.
They're not hot on our trail. I see what you did.
No, no.
That was unintentional, and I'll thank you to not call it out again.
Please do not draw attention.
Don't make puns errors on purpose. Do not.
Gronum looks at you.
But Jared, you winked when you said it. You really were not. That was not intentional.
That was actually a twitch from realizing I had done it.
That's an involuntary twitch.
So dawn is coming in a couple of hours. Then you will have to head out again. You will have to scout ahead for the following. Before dawn comes, does anybody have anything they'd like to do? Let me just give you one fact, maybe two. The current location of Gronum is in Nocta's tent. Nocta the healer. Gronum is recovering from his coma, and so you may go and be at his side and talk to him. He seems fully cognizant. You may also pick some other activity to do to prepare yourself to go out scouting again. I hand it over to you, scouts.
I think Olog is just going to sort of keep a vigil outside of his tent, just like kind of sitting cross-legged outside the entrance to the tent, just to be nearby.
Very good.
Yelka will go inside the tent, and if Gronum seems up to it, she wants to talk to him a little bit. But she doesn't want to, like, push him too much, so if he seems up to it, Father, how are you feeling?
I am well, daughter. I feel healed. It is a miracle.
It is a miracle. You seem to have a few of those lately.
Tell me what you mean. You've experienced other miracles on your journey across the plain?
Yes, I think I died, too. And I think, Sister Cinder, do you remember? I saw you.
Gronum gets a faraway look in his eye for a moment, and then he sort of shakes it off and says, I don't remember.
Well, I think I was in an in-between place, and I saw the Judge of Souls and Sister Cinder and you, and I had to choose who to talk to. And I chose you, and you just told me that we had to keep going. We had to keep moving.
Shh. Be careful who you talk about these things too. These are sacred things. Best to keep them quiet. And daughter?
Yes?
Don't die again.
I'm gonna try not to. I don't think I will. I think I learned things. I think...
I am so proud of you. Look at you. And Olog. You are adults now. One day you will lead the following. He winces a little bit. The pain isn't completely gone.
Yeah. Oh, Father, be careful. Rest. It's important that you get better. And,
I have something to tell you.
Oh.
This is important.
Okay.
Tell Awol. Tell Raga. Tell your brother. We have been too insular. Too xenophobic. You must help everyone you meet. Whomever you meet, you must reach out a hand. This is the strength of the Broken Tusk. Some of the other lords would tell you that survival should be our utmost priority. But I tell you, I would not be here talking to you now if we focused solely on survival.
I know. I told them we couldn't leave you behind. We fought for you, Father, and they let us bring you along. I will tell them.
Don't lose your soul in this quest, daughter.
I won't. I promise. I'll let you rest now. I love you.
I could actually eat something. Is there any...
Yeah, I'm sure I can get something for you. I'll be back, and Yelka will just, like, run off and search
Yelka!
For food. What? Yes?
Eggs, maybe, and then a little bit of... Do we have... Is there jerky?
Honestly, Father, I don't know what we have, but I'll do my best.
And yak milk. Okay, thank you.
Okay, eggs, jerky, yak milk. Okay, and Yelka just goes running off trying, seeing if she can find anything like this.
Olog, it's cold out. It may be spring, but it's cold outside the tent. There are no fires burning. And while a lot of the Broken Tusk are sleeping, some are already starting to pack up and get ready for the dawn. And you can see that they are hurrying and there are looks of fear in their eyes as they do this when you're able to catch their eye. But so far, everything seems safe. No one has approached the tent who should not. It's only been Yelka and Nocta who have gone in and out of the tent.
Okay. And by the way, the cold does not affect me as much as maybe some of the other people in the tribe, even as I do have the winter orc feature. So I treat environmental cold effects as if they were one step less extreme. So I'm rocking a sleeveless t-shirt. One of those guys.
Do you think you can tell when it's colder, or do you think you can't even tell? Like, it doesn't really even register to you.
I think I can tell. It's just like, oh yeah, this is like, I can judge by how I feel. And it's just like, I can look, it's like, this is how people usually react when I feel this way. So it's just like, oh, this might be getting dangerous for the others, but it doesn't bother me.
This must run in the family because Yelka is a winter-touched human.
Oh, yeah.
And also has the same effect. So we're always like, why does everyone seem so cold?
Yeah.
Like, we're comfy.
This is like a shared kind of trait that might have grown them into like adopting me in the first place, because this is a commonality that we have, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. You kind of notice that Raga is the same way as you guys. Like, huh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Huh.
Yeah.
You just never, she never really talks about it, but like, oh, weird. Raga wears like pretty light furs and she just sleeps in like sort of an open tent lean to. And like, she never really like seems to let the cold bother her. Weird. Don't know why. Anyway.
Huh. Meanwhile.
What about you, AWOL? You're
meanwhile,
a total
you see AWOL. Like, yeah.
Chattering away.
He's always bundled up.
I would say if I could go to AWOL.
Yeah.
Pre-dawn, right at dawn, basically, right as the sun begins to rise. You see him and he's got his bone kukri out, and he's up and he's just like carving into this tree that is right near the edge of Gleaming Sun Lake. It's like large oak that comes out of the ground near near the lake there. And he just was tossing and turning all night, like could not get to sleep because what is a hell of a night. And he keeps seeing this vision of the Judge of Souls, just like every time he closes his eyes, just being like, I will remember you, blessed one. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know, like kind of keeps waking up. And then at the same time, he's also, he's feeling that and that sort of fear and doubt, but then, and that like lack of knowledge of what happened. And then, but it's also at the same time being crossed over with the image of Grandfather Awa just being like gone, gone forever. And it's so emotionally impactful from multiple angles that he just doesn't sleep. He doesn't rest. And eventually he just pulls himself out of his tent in the early morning. As soon as there is even a glimmer of light on the edge of the horizon to kind of like cast a little bit of light. And he furiously wants to get out an image into this tree. So he's actually carving into the bark a representation of like the flowing water of Gleaming Sun Lake. And then just like this small image of just the little ship in the middle of it, like in the distance as Awa like was pushed out into the gleaming sun. And there's like this light that's just kind of coming down from above onto the little boat. And he just wants it to be, anyone who passes by here may know that something special happened at this lake, you know.
Beautiful.
A special man was honored here.
That seems so solemn. Do you want to roll crafting to see how it comes out?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, so I can't wait to hear the results of this roll.
So brave.
Come on, Awa. You're trying so hard. Just has no choices. Oh, come on, man.
No.
Yeah. Look, just because you love art, like, it's okay if it's just for you, you know? You don't have to be good at it.
And that's a beautiful message. You can love art and do art, and you don't have to be that good at it.
Yeah. Like, tell me we sew or something like that.
So that was a, that's a, wait, let me double check my score. It is an adjusted 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not very good.
It's not very inspiring. He keeps being like, the light doesn't look right. I don't know why it won't. It just looks like a line in the tree.
Some things are hard to capture, you know? It's like trying to take a photo of a beautiful mountain scene, and then you look on your phone, and you're like, it just...
Or a picture of the moon. You ever try to take a picture of the moon?
Yeah.
Looks like an idiot.
Every picture of the moon that I've ever taken, I'm like, the moon looks like it's 8 million miles farther away than it looks to me right now. Yeah. Like, it looks so, like, it always looks like this tiny little thing. I'm like, it's huge in the sky. That's why I took a picture of it.
I know. So,
Now I'm imagining you guys every night just standing on your roofs just with your phones pointed at the sky.
My iPhone.
I can't figure this out.
One night.
Well, AWOL. Dawn starts to creep over the horizon, and you realize that what you have here is a rudimentary depiction of what you tried to evoke. However,
sorry Grandfather Awa.
The following is already starting to move. The mammoths are starting to be herded away. But Raga, of course, yes, Raga, any final business for you before you head out again?
As she's been, you know, grooming her baby brother and making sure that his fur is clean and free of tangles, she realized she had another little friend that she hasn't checked in on in a while. And so she's wondering about Imek. She's wondering about Imek, the little girl with wild empathy. And so she just wants to make sure that she's... We haven't been back to the following in a while. She just wants to make sure that she's okay. How is she doing? She just wants to see if she's still here.
Yeah. She's concerned. Well, as the train starts moving, you could probably find Imek. You would know this from being part of the following from a couple years. Probably find Imek among the herd.
Right. Right. Yes, of course. The animals that we love so much. So I'm going to head to the herd of the mammoths and the tapirs and the other megafauna that we keep. And I'm going to... try and see if I can sniff her out.
Yes. Well, it's not hard to find her. She comes riding up on the back of one of the tapirs that you added to the following.
Imek! Imek, I'm so glad to see you are all right.
Raga, hello. Yes, I am well. And look,
this boy is very happy, happy in his new home.
Oh, I'm so glad you found Sniffles and Snuffles.
Yay!
They are your friends?
Oh, smell him. The scent is full of promise.
Oh, that is, yes, quite ripe. Very
the
musky.
The taper lets out a...
Oh, I'm so glad to see that you have company. I have missed you, you know, my friend.
What have you seen on your journey? Have
oh,
you seen
so much.
Any animals of note? I've heard that there are saurids in this land.
Saurids? Well, we have certainly not seen one of those, not yet. But we have seen kelpies, and we have seen ghosts. I did not like the ghosts. We have seen blood wasps and other creatures. It's been...
A dinosaur.
We saw a dinosaur. Oh, we saw a hadrosaur. Yeah.
That's that is what saurid, a saurid right? is, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yes. Dinosaurs, saurids, I see now. Yes, your human language. Sometimes I have trouble keeping up.
Imex starts rattling off about all of the dinosaurs that she knows.
Like a child.
When you meet like a seven-year-old.
Yes. Yeah.
And she is talking about them for a while. Annoy Raga, or does
Never.
Raga just get into it? Okay.
Not great. Even once. Raga absolutely loves it. She's learning too, right? She doesn't know a lot about dinosaurs. So she's learning about saurids and she's chatting with her friend. And yeah, she's just really happy that she was worried that her friend maybe was not okay. But she's safe and well and she's with the herd where she belongs. So
Raga, the animals are tense. I can feel that they are worried. We must protect them.
Yes, Imek. I am no longer here with the herd to protect our animals. That is now your job. I know you are young, but you have a lot of responsibility. You're the one who can understand them, who can talk to them, soothe them. These times that are coming, they are going to be very hard. We are running. We hope to safety, but is still a mystery what we will find in the mountains in that Red Cat cave. You must keep them safe.
And you will clear the way.
Of course. I'm the tip of the spear. Did you hear? I'm in the tip of the spear.
Yes. I am very proud of you. And you will
Thank
make
you,
sure Mac. There are no snares or traps to sting the feet of my friends.
Of course. That is my number one priority always. Me and my friends. I have new friends now. We work together so well, and Baba loves them, and we're very helpful to the following. We make sure there is nothing in the way, not for the herd, not for the tribe. We're being very good.
And suddenly a mammoth ahead of you just lets out just a big... Oh, no, it does that, but it also lets out just like a big rocky poop.
Oh.
And then Imek is like, excuse me, I have to collect this. And
absolutely.
Imek. Bye, Imek. I love you, Raga.
I love you too, Imek. I hope I will see you soon.
When you join
Nothing
the other scouts.
Nothing can ever happen to Imek, Jared.
Yeah.
Well,
if anything ever happens to her, I quit.
What if Imek just gets leukemia? Okay.
Oh my god, that's kid laughing I so mean. Hard.
Where?
Oh no, you broke Skid.
She could survive that, maybe.
Children survive leukemia all the time, Jared.
Hold on, yes. I'm looking in the core rule book. Oh, it says lay on hands cures that. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, great.
When you come to the front of the march, the front of the train of the Broken Tusk, Letsua is talking to your companions, Raga. And Letsua, the elf, the forlorn elf who sort of is the nominal leader, the one who gives a lot of orders. His jet black eyes are looking down at you from where he sits astride a mammoth. And he says, we are halfway to the Red Cat Cave. You will keep the path safe for us as we go forward, as you have already done.
Yes, of course we will.
Of course.
Course. Continue to be on guard. we stopped down for 24 hours. For one cycle of the moon, he says.
Okay.
And then he says, this means that the Burning Mammoth may have sent some scouts ahead of us. There could be great danger ahead.
We're ready. Also, don't forget, Letsua, that if we survive but we don't bring with us anything that's worth living for, what's the point?
Your priorities may be different from mine. As one of the lords that leads this following, my priority is to care for those in my charge and to ensure their survival. I hope that you will keep that in mind as you journey forth.
I think ultimately we want the same thing.
The mammoths lumber across the landscape, flattening the mud near Gleaming Sun Lake, and begin to head up out of, you know, the low flatland where the lake is located. And it is time for you to scout ahead.
As Letsua rides away, Yelka just starts giggling. I was a little bit rude.
Oh, yes, that was quite impertinent. But I liked it.
I liked it.
Rebellious, rebellious teenagers.
Yes. My father said that it is most important that we help everyone we meet. So I think that we should take that on.
What does he mean? Help everyone we meet?
He says that we shouldn't just stick to just us, that just living isn't enough.
Well, we do this. We tried to help the porcupines and the hadrosaur, and we helped
Harbina. Yeah.
And Shaggy. This is something that we do quite naturally. I think your father gives good advice.
Well, I thought we could help the ones on the boat, but they were evil. They tried to kill us and take us as slaves.
But we can't trust everybody. Harbina was on the boat. And we helped her.
Right. I just don't know who to trust is all. And it makes me nervous as we get closer to this cave. I don't want to be taken in by something that's, you know, like the Fae.
What was the name of that creature?
The Loblobby?
Loblobby. Yeah.
Like another Loblobby. I don't want to be responsible for that again. We need to be vigilant, but it's hard without distrusting everyone, isn't it?
Well, we know we can trust each other.
Right.
Yeah, and maybe that's enough.
Eivor, you look different.
Oh, yes. Something about you has changed.
What? What?
Yelka will, if we're still standing by the lake here before we move off, Yelka will kind of, like, grab him and point his face toward the water so he can see himself in a reflection.
Yes, Eivor, weren't your eyes green? Haven't your eyes always been green?
What have you done to your hair?
He looks over into the water and, he sees that his eyes that were this emerald green have changed to like a dark orange, like a burnt orangey color. And he like blinks multiple times and notices, and he notices that his hair as well. Jared mentioned it, but I think I kind of imagine it because he had already dyed his hair. So I think of it as kind of like the rogue streak in X-Men, right? Like there's like this like white strip of hair that is just like, it's fine. It's kind of, you have to look closely to see it, but it has like colored part of his hair just dead white.
Was that always there?
No, it wasn't. At least I don't remember it.
And he's pulling it out and thumbing it, but he's looking at his own eyes and he looks like a stranger to himself. It's very strange. And he doesn't know what happened.
I think your new eyes suit you. They match your hair.
They do. You're right. I don't know how he feels about it. I think he's just unsettled at the moment.
It's got to be freaky for us, too. Just
It's your friend show.
All of a sudden.
Why would this have happened? Did something happen to you? Did you eat something strange?
Did you eat any pears?
Did you eat any pears?
When I tried to think about what... when I tried to imagine what Yelka said about how she found Gronum and saw him there when she was dying, I tried to imagine that place, and then I feel like I was there. Like, I actually was there. And I saw her. I saw Sister Cinder again, but then I saw the Judge of Souls.
That's who I saw.
Yes. Yes, she was. But she saw me. She saw me and she said something. She said, I'll remember this, blessed one.
Blessed one. And it,
maybe that's why your eyes are changed.
I have a plus. I'm trained in religion.
Yeah.
I would know what he means by blessed one, right? Should
let's
I?
Let's see.
Let's find out.
Give me a religion roll. Yeah.
Okay, that was a 12.
A 12? No, you're not quite sure.
I'm also trained. Could I also try and see how much of this? Let's see. Oh, okay, that's better. That's a 25.
Let's go.
You know that gods, the gods of Galarian, sometimes handpick certain individuals to hold a portion of their power, a shard of divinity inside of them. And these people are sometimes called blessed ones.
She called you a blessed one?
She did, but it didn't sound good. It sounded like she was angry.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that sometimes people are chosen as blessed ones. She may have given you some of her power, or maybe Sister Cinder did. Maybe she's mad because Sister Cinder blessed you and not her. I don't know, but I think you've been chosen.
Your eyes do look like little burning coals.
Listen, another thing my father said to me when I was talking with him about what I saw in between, he said not everyone would understand, and we should be careful who we talk about this to. So I think maybe we can discuss this with each other, but maybe we don't tell everyone else. Maybe they'd be scared of us or jealous.
Oh, I agree. I think if I said what you just said to Murthig, he'd call me a fool. he'd probably knock me upside the head.
But it will be difficult to hide your face from the tribe.
Well, good thing we are not staying with the tribe. We move ahead. We are the tip of the spear.
True, but they will see him eventually. I mean, of course, the whole tribe would benefit if you hid your face anyway. But eventually, someone's going to see your new eyes.
Well, maybe we can come up with something, some story, like he ate some poison berries or something, and
he got knocked on the head.
And it
I think we go with the pear thing. Everyone knows that pears turn your eyes orange.
Pears turn your eyes orange. Okay, that's what we'll say.
Right. Okay, well, we've got time, right? We're not going to see the following probably for a few days. We should keep focused on our work and let's scout. Let's scout ahead. Make sure it's clear of danger.
Very good. So I ask you to turn to your map on roll 20 that shows the exploration system.
Yep.
And you can see where you are at Gleaming Sun Lake. To the east of you is some hexes full of forest. There is a tributary of the river going to the southeast and to the northeast. Then there is a vast, wide plain. You come to some hills, and then you come to your next place where you will stop with the following, which is called the Grandparents. The Grandparents are where two mountain peaks stand tall on either side of a valley, and beyond that is Red Cat Cave. So
we're almost halfway there.
You're almost halfway there.
From where we first set out.
You may spend one exploration activity to travel or reconnoiter a hex. So far it has not been necessary to reconnoiter because you are on the run. You are just encountering sometimes random situations that you need to clear for the following. You're not fully exploring each hex. Where would you like to move your scouting party next?
So this area in between the two grandparents is kind of to the south of the map, right? Am I reading that correctly?
It's so, right where someone is pinging it right there. Right.
Yeah, that's me.
So I don't know how much we want to continue to follow the river because it's going to kind of take us up and out of the way, right? But if we go straight across to it, like the most direct path is kind of through the forest, and I don't know if that's a good idea either. So what?
I'm inclined to go through the forest.
Yeah, I kind of want to go through the forest.
Because I think it just gives us a lot of cover. There's dangers everywhere. But I think that the forest gives us a little bit of cover. If we're the ones fleeing, I think the forest is an advantage in that sense.
How are you feeling, Mary Lou? I know you said you had an idea.
Yeah, I guess I was a little scared of the forest since we're such a big following.
We could just skirt the forest.
So I was thinking we really just need, you see how we have these like columns of hexes. We really just need to move like one column each time. So if we followed the northeast river for the next two columns, so north, mm-hmm. northeast, northeast, and then do a little ziggy zaggy southeast, northeast, southeast, northeast, southeast, mm-hmm. then we avoid everything. I'm playing extremely cautiously because that's who I am as a person. My financial advisor says I need to be a little more
risk-taking.
Risk tolerant. I'm very risk averse. And then like I see us a little zigzaggy path where we avoid absolutely everything and get to the two the grandparents. But that's how I am. The forest does sound like it would be fun.
Well, yeah, I just want
to see something a little different. This is something I haven't seen
true.
Yet, so
sure.
I'm just kind of curious
and
about
I,
it.
And I think even in character, AWOL would be interested in the forest because, like I said, it might offer some cover. There's going to be danger anywhere we go. And the forest, I think, offers better opportunities for food.
Yeah.
In a shorter amount of space, an area. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot more life and a lot more animals. And we might have a better chance of hunting and trapping food, not only for ourselves, but the following could get more food too. It's just a more verdant place, right? For lack of a better term.
Very good. So you're going to move.
Well, I guess we could also walk in. We're going to go, Jared. I'm just saying we could also like start walking in. And if all it is like horrifying gnarled trees and just complete blackness,
We
just dip in and then leave.
Yeah,
but if
true.
It's a beautiful, welcoming, tranquil forest with a stream running through it, what's to lose?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So this first move, we either just need to move northeast or southeast. Either one is going to get us within a hex of the first forest.
All right. I'll say northeast.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we go northeast, we don't have to go through the forest.
Correct.
That's
if we go
true.
South,
right.
If we go southeast, we have to go into the forest next.
Right.
Good call, Olaf.
Right.
Okay, go ahead and move into that hex. That hex has a piece of Gleaming Sun Lake and also the river that kind of feeds into Gleaming Sun Lake that heads off into the northeast.
Yeah, so basically I picture us moving, we're along the lakeside still for miles and miles. It's a huge lake, and then there's this tributary that comes off of it, and I can picture it. I can picture how the ground changes and how swampy it is, you know, in this big open area where the river feeds into the lake.
Mm.
And I have rolled for a random encounter, and I can tell you that you notice a bunch of dead fish where the river meets the lake. I didn't even make you roll for it because it's so obvious.
Ugh,
it probably smells.
Obvious? Yeah, yes. It probably smells. True.
Yeah.
What is... This doesn't seem right.
Oh, no, this does not seem right at all. I do not like this at all.
Does the water look different? Like it's got... You know, like oily or like anything's wrong with it? Or is it just like normal looking water and a bunch of dead fish?
You can make some sort of roll to determine what might be going on here.
I think I'll do a nature.
Yeah, Olag is going to step up and like dip his finger in it and just like taste the water that they're in.
Oh,
and do
dear.
A nature check with that. Ooh, natural 20.
Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, man. 12. So
you rolled a 12, Yelka.
Yeah.
Olag getting his fingers dirty, getting his mouth dirty, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Olag, as he's tasting like, the soup of the wild.
There is soup of the wild.
There is something very wrong in the water. The water is poisoning these fish, and the source of the poison is coming from upstream.
Oh. Oh, so the question is, do we abandon the forest and follow the stream to the northeast to determine what is causing this issue?
Oh, no. Oh, look at all of this pain and suffering, these poor fishes. I must know. This water is bad. So many animals rely on the stream. For drinking, the fish, for living and swimming, even the plants. Oh no.
Right.
We cannot let this stand.
And if it's something that we can stop, and we don't, it could continue to poison the lake. And when we're here a year from now, the lake could be poisoned.
Yes, I agree. I think we should try and see what's going on. We also don't want any of the following to drink this water and get sick. How do you feel, Olag?
I think he just like took it just a little taste of
and
it.
And he just immediately like, has massive diarrhea.
Like, he's like instantly over starts the fish. Shitting his pants.
Yeah. No, he just like took a little taste of it. He's like spitting it out immediately. He's like, the water is wrong. He's like, you are right. We should follow this to its source. This could endanger the local wildlife. This could endanger our tribe. Father said to help. This is a way we can help.
Oh, yes. Cool. So we're abandoning the forest.
Immediately abandoning
Sorry,
the plan.
Oh, that's Sorry. Cool. No forest in this adventure.
Nope.
We head to the northeast.
There's a chance for, we could, you
we
know,
could
there's
go back
forest
to the
up
forest,
ahead.
But.
All right, let's continue, if we can, resting light and traveling light and continue to the northeast with all haste.
Is this a full day with a night?
Yes.
Then Should I we? Spend every night communing with nature to try and learn the name, the true name of Siarstik, the saber-toothed tiger spirit of Red Cat Cave. Every single night I sit at my fire and I listen to the campfire, to the cracking of the burning embers, to see if I can learn perhaps another syllable, another phoneme of this true name.
Very good. And you were rolling nature to do that, I believe.
I am rolling nature. And that was a 2. Plus 7 Aww. Is a 9. So I think tonight was maybe a bust.
No other secrets have revealed themselves to you?
It just smells so bad here.
Yeah, it's just...
You may have to take a different approach. The fire revealed one secret to you, one syllable, but you may need a different elemental approach, you think.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay. All right.
This is so much fun.
All right. Yeah.
Can't also, use water until we find fresh water.
Yeah,
for example.
Now, also, because a day and a night has passed, I would love it if you make sure that you prepare your spells for the day.
Yes.
And also,
we need to mark
we have
off.
To consume a ration.
Yes.
So, yeah. AWOL, because we're away from the following. So, AWOL, in that evening, just before resting, AWOL is going to attempt to hunt. So, he will attempt to find game. Some rabbit or something to so that he doesn't have to use a ration, and then none of us have to use a ration.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Oh, great.
Very good.
I don't really. I should look up how it works. I should look up how it works mechanically to see like if I have to crit succeed to feed anybody else. I think it's a feat or something.
Is that something
that we just got? That story feat that we got. Is that what that does?
All of the animal.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I'll start out. I could just roll bad and then waste time. So let's just see how he does on his survival. Oh, I did roll bad. 15.
15's not that bad for a basic hunting trek. I'm going to say that you find like a rabbit.
Okay.
You get a rabbit.
Okay. So does that mean just I don't have to use rations? Does everybody not have to use one ration tonight? Two of us don't have to use a ration. What do you think?
I'm
going to
say just a rabbit. Only you don't have to. Well, no, wait. People
I
could all eat
a fair number of rations still. I think I'm.
I have four
seven.
Rations left. But then also, we got 13 rations from the slaver's boat to
that's
share
right.
amongst us.
That's right.
So we have all of the rations that we personally have plus 13 in a pool to share.
Why don't we divide those up now?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm only going to take two because I have the forager feat that I can subsist very easily. I can also feed other people pretty easily if we use survival to subsist. But that's probably wants to be our last resort.
Okay, there are 11 left.
May I take four? I'm down to two. So
yeah, I still have like seven rations. I think I rolled really well when we did them to begin with. So.
I'll take Raga's extra one, so I'll take four. So that leaves six, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you said there were 11 left.
11. That leaves seven.
Seven.
How are you doing, Olog?
I'm great. I've got 12 days worth of rations.
Awesome. So I'll take... there were six left?
Seven left.
So I'll take four.
You know what? I'm going to take
and then
two
you
more.
Take, yes.
I'm going to take two more for Baba.
Right. Baba.
Baba. Here, right. Bear. Enjoy this granola bar.
There's one floating out there.
He's an omnivore.
Let's go ahead and assume that Harbina ate that so we can just move on. So everybody has their rations logged, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, great. And spells have been chosen for the next day, and we are traveling, right? Because we're following the source of the poison to the northeast, up the river.
This also means that we don't have drinking water, so we just have what's in our water skins for now until we figure this out.
Oh, right.
We don't have the endless supply of the river.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, how are you traveling? Are you traveling in any particular way, or are you just traveling as you have been?
I would think carefully, right? Because we're actively trying to find, like, the source of what's poisoning the water. So I think we'd be, like, giving extra attention to at least the water.
I think we're probably moving at half speed, theoretically. And constantly looking in the water to see if there's a carcass or if there's a... you know, a bunch of carcasses or something. You know what I mean? Like, it could be... if you imagine, like, it's possible that there's, like... like, if there was, like, two mammoths died and are rotting in the river, it would poison the river.
Yeah. Like, or the Exxon Valdez, like, overturned in the middle of the river.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah. Or that. That'll do it.
So, yeah, we're looking in the water as well as on the banks of the river. So I think it would slow our progress a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, you're traveling... you know, a little slower, and you are, did I understand that you're avoiding notice?
No.
Oh, I had not been. No.
Okay. No problem.
Not been thinking about stealth at all.
No problem. So go ahead and move your token to where it goes next.
I get nervous when a GM asks things like that.
Yeah.
But I think we shouldn't try to avoid notice because we don't want to fail to trigger something dangerous that the tribe is then going to come across. You know what I mean?
That's a really good point, Skid. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. We're making all kinds of noise, Jared.
Yeah. Well, we said we were not avoiding notice. Right?
Yeah, we're being careful, but it's because we're focused on figuring out what's going on with the water, not because we're,
we're focused on perception and survival, not stealth.
Right. Yeah. Understood. I'm going to go ahead and make a...
oh, the other thing that you can do, Yalka, like in exploration mode, which is what we're in, is you can constantly cast Detect Magic. Like, that's another thing you can say you're doing so that you don't miss something magical.
That's such a good reminder. Thank you. I would like to be doing that, especially because we don't know what's caused the issue with the water yet. And the last time we had a weird water situation... there was, like, that fae creature. So Yalka is like, oh, this could be natural, but it could be something else. So she will be detecting magic as we move, please.
Very good. You, so far as the day passes, have not detected anything magical. Okay. I'm just doing a little bit of... rolling to see the things that you notice or don't notice. All right. So, suddenly, as you are walking up near the river, but you're a little ways away from it. You're maybe 40 feet away from the river, and between you and the river are some flora, you know, bushes and trees. You suddenly hear shouts, screams, and yelling in Hallet. And from behind the trees, suddenly dark-skinned warriors begin running toward you.
Oh, are these those scouts that we were literally warned might be there?
Oh, man.
Look at the map if you'd like now.
Oh, damn it. Yelka, why weren't you avoiding notice?
You told me not to, AWOL. You and
why weren't you avoiding notice?
Not to. And Yelka's the whole time just been like, magic, none yet.
She's just like walking with her eyes closed as they're bearing down on us.
So,
oh no.
We are going to roll initiative.
Oh, okay. Man. Okay. Wow. So much for helping people.
Yeah.
These aren't. Well, we could help them if they would stop and listen to us.
People right. need different kinds of help.
Some people we need help dying.
Exactly. We could help them into an early grave. I think that's the kind of help they need.
We're helping the future victims of these bad actors.
That's a great way to look at it.
So, AWOL, initiative.
AWOL got an 18.
AWOL is at 18. And Yelka, initiative.
That would be a 21.
Oh. Yelka is at 21. Raga, initiative.
25.
Raga is at 25. Olog, initiative.
Just like my sister, I got a 21 as well.
Very
Twins.
Good. Who Twinsies. Has a higher dexterity?
Probably you.
I have a +2 to my dex.
Yep, that would be you.
Okay, so Yelka will go before Olog. So it's going to go. I'm not going to tell you where the enemies are going yet, but it's going to go Raga, Yelka, Olog, AWOL, and let us begin with Raga.
Okay, so they are running at us.
Yeah, you can kind of just see them. They have cover right now because you can see them through the trees. They spotted you easily and are running toward you angrily.
Okay.
War cries and such.
Yeah, so, yeah. Ah! Burning mammoth!
Oh, they're the burning mammoth.
Yeah, okay. Looks like
what?
It.
What?
Looks like it.
I think this is literally Letsuo being like, you know, they may have sent scouts up ahead of us, and we were like, okay,
whatever.
Let's be loud.
Let's be loud.
Okay, I'm going to, because they're pretty out of range of anything really that I want to do. Ooh, the long shield. I don't like the long shield.
Yes, there is another burning mammoth holding one of those huge shields with like a demon skull hanging off of the front of it.
Yeah. Those are always the worst.
That
any enemy with a giant shield is the worst.
There's one like that. There's one like that, and then you can detect three other burning mammoth hunters backing
the long shield up. Do not like that. Do not like that. So I see that long shield. Do not like it all. I'm going to use one of my moves to move to this brush, this little bit of brush that's in front of us,
yes.
and take cover.
Okay, there. Great.
And then I'm going to use two of my actions to cast Ray of Frost.
There you go.
On the shield maiden, this shield bearer that I hate. Just absolutely despise.
Using the word hate.
Not like.
So let me just ask you, Raga, on the subject of taking cover.
Oh, that's an action to take cover, right?
Right. So you moved into some cover. You have cover because you're in this brush.
Yeah, I do not take cover. I just
you do
have
not take cover.
Cover.
Okay.
Yes,
and then,
thank you.
So you move into the brush, and then what is your next action?
I'm gonna cast Ray of Frost on the shield bearer.
Okay, the shield bearer has improved AC because the shield bearer is behind some trees and some brush.
Oh, farts. Then maybe I won't. Okay, I'm going to use my other action to command an animal, and I just want Baba just to, like, flank. He's just going to spread out so that we're not all in the same place. Gosh, I can never remember when I measure, like, where he can end up right here. Okay. Yeah, he's just going to spread out and travel, like, east so that if they try and flank us, Baba will be there to stop them. And that's, okay. That's I have one action left, but...
You do.
And so does Baba. Does he want to...
He could stride twice.
He can stride twice. Okay. I think he is going to stride twice, but he's not going to go his full... He's not going to go his full speed. But he's going to stand sort right there in this... So there's sort of like a path in between the two copses of trees that they're hiding behind. And Baba is like standing right there.
Yeah, Baba ran to the south of the trees and can now get a good look at the burning mammoths who are on the other side. He can look north toward the river and see where they are standing on the shoreline.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have an action left. You've commanded Baba to stride twice. You have moved. What is your third action?
Then I'm going to take cover, baby.
Great idea. So your AC bonus now goes up. You now have greater cover.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that is Raga's turn, and that is the end of her turn and the beginning of the long shield's turn.
Oof.
Mm.
Okay.
The long shield is going to stride twice to the other side of Baba.
Get a little closer to me, but not too close. You know what I'm saying?
My shield's going to stride twice. Get to the other side of Baba and then attack Baba.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Baba.
Baba. He's out there all alone. It's like,
yeah, that's fine.
50,
he's brave.
60 feet away from us.
I need a Baba plushie to hug during these tense combat situations.
I know. Oh my God, you're so right.
That's a good merch idea.
I do need a Baba plushie.
So the long shield is going to... The long shield is going to just attack Baba right now.
Okay. Nice. With what? Spear?
With their shield boss.
Shield boss. It's like a bash.
That big skull mounted on the front of his shield. And here we go. Mm. And that is a 16 versus Baba's AC.
Baba's AC is a 16.
Oh, that is no.
That's a hit. And the damage is 7 damage, bludgeoning.
Oh.
And the shield goes up. So it automatically raises the long shield's shield.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. That is the long shield's turn. And then we come to Yelka.
Okay. Yelka is going to move just enough to get into range of this long shield. So she's not going that far, like 5, 10, 15. She's just basically moving so she's not being blocked by Olog and AWOL anymore, judging her distance to be just exactly 60 feet away from this long shield carrier, which is the range she needs to then spend 2 actions to cast Daze. So as she sends her hands forth, as you know, is her gesture typically for sending a spell out, an almost imperceptible, like, cloud. Like, you know when you look out at the street on the pavement on a really hot day and you get the little, like,
shimmer.
Heat waves?
It's
that
true.
Kind of shimmer swirls around the long shield's head. in an attempt to daze it with a mental jolt. They will need to make a will save, and my spell DC is 18, I believe.
Very yes. good. Here we go. Will save. That is a success. It might be a critical success oh. because it is a, it may be not a critical, it's a 27. So no, oh, not a critical.
So close. Yes,
wow, so they've got pretty good will,
with
probably.
A success, with a success, they still take half damage.
I believe
though,
they
right?
still take half damage, yes. So they're not stunned, but they'll take 2 points of mental damage.
Done. Not yeah, to. You hear the long shield go, ah! As it is sort of dancing with Baba, sort of, you know, jabbing and then jumping back with Baba, kind of circling Baba. All right. Yeah.
That's it. That's Yelka's turn. That's all my actions.
Then that brings us to Olog, Crowborn.
Okay. Olog is just going to go charging straight ahead right through the trees here towards the other three guys that, yeah. that are like sitting behind there. So he's like, and he's just like boom, 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 boom. Look, he's uprooting saplings as he's breaking off their branches as he's running through these trees. And he's going to spend 2 actions getting within like 10 feet of the closest one. And with his 3rd action, he is going to pull out his great axe.
Nice. Very good. Olog, from here you can now see that the Burning Mammoth hunters are surrounding some sort of wagon, like a cart. It looks like it's a big wooden box with handles and wheels.
Huh.
Oh, it's the Ark.
The Ark of the Covenant.
It's the Ark of the Covenant. I knew it.
It's AWOL. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's AWOL's turn.
Okay, AWOL is going to move. He's going to move straight up, so the opposite direction that Baba went, in an attempt to spread our forces out so that they can't really corner anybody in particular, or so that it spreads their focus a little bit. So he strides once and gets to the edge of this copse, this tree line, and he's looking at these three hunters through the tree line. Then he's going to draw 2 weapons, and he's going to hide. So he's going to attempt to use this cover to hide, and just sort of like duck behind a tree. So that if they don't see him, maybe he can sneak up behind them when they move toward Olog. So that is a stealth roll against their perception DC.
Yes.
By the book, it's a secret roll. So if that's what you'd like to do, I have a plus 8 to stealth.
Plus 8, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Against their perception DC. And if I succeed, I am hidden to them rather than observed. And I could possibly have the opportunity, if they don't see me, I could have the opportunity for a strike with against a flat-footed AC.
Right.
One time.
Okay. So, do you have any actions left? You hunker down. You think you're hidden.
That was 3. That was 3 actions. I had to draw the weapons. Mm.
Now it's the hunter's turn. They turn toward you all, and howling and yipping, they start to move into the tree line, where they have cover. Actually, let's do one at a time. One moves into the tree line and pulls his sling and fires it. And he will fire it at AWOL, who is in fact observed.
Oh,
damn it.
Oh, man.
Just his beautiful orange hair sticking out from behind the tree. Super obvious. Super obvious.
Not exactly, yeah, the most...
His colorful jewelry is not...
We should get you a hood, probably.
Designed for, yeah.
It's like Elton John 20. Trying to remain hidden.
Jared.
Oh, no.
That means at 27 altogether. Here is the roll
for
the damage.
Ouch, man. Come on, AWOL.
That is 14 damage.
Yowzers. Oh,
with a sling?
He rolled the highest he could on the die, and then he doubled it for a critical hit.
Oh my god. Ooh, jeez.
And that is where we're gonna stop for today.
No. Oh,
no. You gotta give me a chance to get this dude back.
We're not getting any momentum going into the half.
Not today.
This is terrible.
Not today, Satan.
Wait, who's Satan here?
Battlefield is set. Oh, but man, I'm half down. I'm half down already.
Oh my god. Oh.
Goodbye, Kyle!
Did the sound of those words call to you like Pavlov's dog? Then you might enjoy our podcast, Turtle Time.
Every week, you can join me, Riley Hamilton, and my co-host, Amy Scarlatta, as we cover the most pressing Bravo news and dig into the new episodes to answer important questions like, who the hell is Adrian Maloof in this world?
Listen to Turtle Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good. Because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Wait. Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When